KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Some clouds in 67. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Wednesday, May the 9th. News sponsored by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, Johnson's Commercial Properties, and the First National Bank and Trust. Looking for clearing skies today with a high near 90. Scary moments for a Minco police officer who says a suspect he was pursuing tried to hit him head on. Story coming up in today's Cool News.
It's spring. The birds are singing, the flowers are blooming, but the weather doesn't know what it's doing. For a comfortable home this season and year-round, talk to DeHart Air Conditioning. They're offering up to a $1,700 rebate or up to 72 months 0% interest financing on a qualifying new Lennox system that can keep your home feeling perfect inside no matter what's happening outside. Call DeHart Air Conditioning today, 405-224-0184, or visit them online at DeHartAC.com. License number ME1386.
A Minco woman behind bars after leading police there through a pursuit through that community. During the pursuit, authorities say the woman tried to hit a police officer head-on. In custody, 29-year-old Whitney Goodman, who was arrested following the chase in a residential area of Minco early Saturday morning. Documents filed in Grady County District Court indicate an officer tried to pull over a car for a defective tag light. At one point during the pursuit, it's alleged Goodman accelerated toward the officer's cruiser at the city's water plant. The chase ended shortly afterwards at a Minco home where Goodman was arrested for that incident. While authorities searched her car, they found methamphetamine and drug items. Goodman has been formally charged with felony counts of endangering others while eluding and drug possession with intent to distribute. She remains in jail in lieu of a $150,000 bond. Several Grady County volunteer firefighters back home after being called out to help with a wildfire near El Reno. A task force of about a dozen firefighters, a couple of water-hauling freight liners, and a number of brush trucks dispatched to the Cedar Lake area yesterday. Grady County Fire Department spokesman Buddy Meyer said the team returned last night after spending about 7 hours in the field battling the flames with fire departments from Union City, El Reno, Calumet, Gary, Hinton, Cedar Lake, and Canadian County Emergency Management, the fire west of El Reno. Myers said about 300 acres was damaged. Canadian County officials say the fire started last Friday. Fire crews had it initially contained, but it sparked up again Monday evening. The fire was limited to a remote canyon where mostly timber and grassland were burned. No homes or property were damaged. More Cool News coming right up.
Life is full of ups and downs. Same way with business. There are times you need more office space, while other times call for downsizing. Johnson's Commercial Rentals has office space throughout Chickasha and Grady County and can help you find the perfect space for any situation your business may need. Several properties are move-in ready and vary from 1,000 to 40,000 square feet. Is your business ready to make a move? Your first call should be Johnson's Commercial Rentals, 224-2801. That's 224-2801.
Letter carriers across the country getting ready for the annual Stamp Out Hunger food drive. The National Association of Letter Carriers holds the drive the second Saturday of each May to restock food pantries in their local communities. Steve Riggs is with the Oklahoma Division of Letter Carriers, and he said that most residents and businesses will get postcards in the mail this week if they haven't gotten them already, asking customers to leave some non-perishable food by their mailboxes. Riggs talks about the foods that they need most.
What we really need are canned meats, meat-based soups, canned fruits, canned vegetables, peanut butter, and rice and beans.
The letter carriers work with the regional food bank, and there will be food drives in Chickasha and Anadarko and many other communities. Letter carriers will be leaving a plastic bag in your mailbox as well later this week. USAO about to celebrate a milestone, a special ceremony commemorating its 110th anniversary will be next week. The ceremony also will include the dedication of the newly remodeled Giles Room in the Lawson Court Clubhouse, the room named in honor of the late Nita Giles, where she grew up on her parents' farm northwest of Chickasha, the late state Senator Ray Giles and his wife Mary. Celebration set for next Wednesday. Officials also to announce a major gift to the university. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange down to $69.06 a barrel yesterday. London-based Brent crude slips to $74.85. Natural gas was down a bit to $2.73 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,306, and silver $16.42. Obituaries today include 46-year-old Freddie Absher II of Chickasha. Memorial service will be at 11 o'clock Saturday morning at Gateway of Hope Chapel in Chickasha. Arrangements are with Sevier Funeral Home. Our weather forecast calling for cloudy skies this morning, clearing this afternoon, looking for a high near 90 once again. And right now, some clouds and 67 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
Airvana is defined as the ultimate level of comfort you'll achieve with the presence of a new Lennox home comfort system. And now when you buy a new Lennox system at DeHart Air Conditioning, you can choose between up to $1,700 in rebates or up to 72 months interest-free financing. Airvana is just another way we make you feel better. So call DeHart Air Conditioning at 405-224-0184 or visit us at DeHartAC.com.
In sports, another celebration at Chickasha High School yesterday as senior Aaron Powell signs a letter of intent to play basketball at Randall University in Moore. She signed in front of family and friends at the High School Activity Center yesterday and said she enjoyed being a Lady Chick.
I've made so many great friends, great teammates, some coaches are amazing. It's just been a great experience. It made high school overall a good experience.
Powell also played softball and tennis for CHS. She plans to study exercise science with the goal of becoming a physical therapist or physician's assistant. CHS had one qualifier for the boys' state tennis tournament coming up this weekend. Linus Brunel, in number 2 singles, finished 4th at regionals earlier this week to earn the spot at state. Other regional competitors, Brandon Nottingham was 7th at number 1 singles, Grant Kapuzinski and Dante Gibbons 7th at number 1 doubles, and Carson Crumrine and Noah Middleton play 6th at number 2 doubles. The USAO softball team gets a number 1 seed in their bracket in the opening round of the NAIA National Softball Tournament next week. The Drovers have a short road trip to Dodge City, Kansas when the tournament opens on Monday. USAO will open up with number 4 seed Oklahoma Wesleyan, which finished the season with a 29-19 record. Also in the bracket, number 2 seed Jamestown, North Dakota, and number 3 seed Midland, Nebraska. One team from the double elimination tournament will advance to the NAIA Softball Championship in Claremont, Florida later this month. In the final NAIA softball rankings out yesterday, USAO finished 5th in the top 25. They were a top 10 team all year. USAO just one of 3 teams that recorded at least 50 wins this spring. USAO baseball and softball players dominate the postseason Sooner Athletic Conference Awards. Plus, baseball coach Mike Ross and softball coach Jaden Wallace both named Coach of the Year. For baseball, the first-team all-conference selections are second baseman Keneal Rivera, shortstop P.J. Garcia, and pitcher Jose Hidalgo. Second-team selections are catcher Colton Horner, third baseman Miguel Lorenzo, and pitchers Francis Ventura and Tucker White. Defensively, Tucker and left fielder Stevie Thompson were Gold Glove winners. For softball, Chloe Clifton named Player of the Year, Emily Cerny named Pitcher of the Year, and Darcy Chester, Newcomer of the Year. Other first-team all-conference selections are infielder Randa Hatter, pitcher Jordan Dethridge, and Shania Beck selected at-large. Second-team selections were Allison Clements and Keely Kingsley. NBA playoffs, Golden State and Houston advanced to the Western Conference Finals with wins last night. The Warriors beat New Orleans 113-104 to win that semifinal series in 5 games. And Houston eliminated Utah 112-102 to also win their semifinal in 5 games. The Western Conference Final begins Monday in Houston. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning, all brought to you by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, First National Bank and Trust, and Johnson's Commercial Properties.